Where do you go in secret? Welcome to Rise Up, Father Jonathan Meyer. It is a Friday. Don't eat meat. Do some penance. Take a cold shower. Do something for Jesus. Unite your sacrifices to His. Our gospel passage, John 7, 1 through 30, says that Jesus went up in secret. There's times in our life where it's okay to not want to be seen, to not want to be known, to be by yourself. I remember in college, I used to have these longings every now and then just to be by myself, and I would actually go out into the woods. There was this walking trail at the University of Southern Indiana in Evansville, and I would just go out on this walking trail sometimes. I would just then take a little trail into the woods, and I'd sit on this bench, and I would just sit there. I would think. I'd pray. I would actually talk to God out loud. Sometimes I would sing songs. But there was a place where I would go in secret, and in fact, a few times, and there's only been a few, that I've made my way back to the University of Southern Indiana in Evansville, I've had this longing to get back to that place. And sometimes I've made the opportunity to just park my car and to go back down that path, and that bench is still there. And it's great to have a secret place, a place where you can be alone, alone with God. I hope that for many of you, that secret place is a church that's unlocked. An adoration chapel. Sometimes, you know, when you're in a church, you find like that one seat or that one place where you can go and in a certain sense hide. Not hide from God, but just hide from the world, hide from others, and to know that you are found. Found by the Lord. Found by His eyes. Found by His gaze. Allow yourself to be found today by going to a secret place. A secret place where God is, where you are, and the two of you can meet. Amen.